You are now tuned in to the Togetherness Podcast with your hosts, Albany and Dre. You are now tuned in to the Togetherness Podcast. I am one of the co-hosts in this wonderful team, Dre. Unfortunately, I will just be by myself. It'll just be me tonight, which is probably payback because I left my partner out there for a couple of weeks to hold down the fort, and she did an amazing job. And I'm pretty sure that she's much easier on the eyes than I am to look at. So she makes the show look good and sound good because she got that accent. Everybody just seems to love that accent. So I do apologize, but you all are going to have to deal with me tonight and only me. So Albany, I'm holding on the fort. We got this, all right? We got this. I got you. Do your thing, sis. And I'm looking forward to having you join me again next week. And we getting this together, this podcast back and on it and popping and all that good stuff, all right? A little introduction about who I am and what we do here. This is the Togetherness Podcast, and I am one of your hosts on this show. Welcome. Thank you guys so much. And first and foremost, I appreciate you. We both appreciate you guys because this is now the 23rd episode, and you guys have been rocking with us faithfully for 23 episodes. You guys, if I had an applause button, I would press that applause button. But you guys deserve it. What's going on, Shannon? What's going on, Marisol? My fellow grad and fellow, what's going on, everybody, on Facebook? And now Shannon join us on Get Vocal. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys. Like, from the bottom of my heart, like, down in that corazón, appreciate you guys. You guys could be doing anything else on a Thursday night at 8 o'clock. But you're tuning in live and showing support, helping us get these numbers. Hopefully, we'll be able to get some companies and organizations to back this show up so that we can continue to spread our reach and reach as many people, families, and whoever we can with this Togetherness Podcast. Okay. Now, the Togetherness Podcast is all about life, family, and relationships and marriage, with a heavy focus on marriages. Now, why is that? It's no secret that I am a divorcee. I am a divorced man. I've been divorced now since 2012 and separated since 2009. So I know what it means to be a married man, and I also know what it means to be a divorced man. And one of the things that really hurt is, and it still hurts, is that I'm living with that stigma on me that I am a divorced man. Like, I'm divorced, right? But I'm not letting that hold me down, and I'm not going to let that hold other people down also. So that's why I went to school. I don't pretend to be a love guru or this enlightened marriage expert that got advice for everybody and that can answer everybody's question. No, that's not who I am. But I am a guy who went to college, got his master's in marriage and family counseling. And the things that I learned, I want to be able to share, turnkey it to you guys to help you have the most impactful marriage that you can have with your spouse. That's why the show is called the Togetherness Podcast with T-W-O, because you can't be together unless there's T-W-O, two of you guys involved. So that's what we're here. That's what we're doing. If you're listening by way of Facebook, Get Vocal, YouTube, Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify, whatever format, thank you guys so much. iTunes, Google Play, Anchor, Stitch, whatever you're listening, I appreciate you. Thank you guys so much. Janice says on Get Vocal, "For I know the plans that the Lord has for Andre, declares the Lord, plans to prosper Andre and not harm Andre, plans to give Andre a hope and future. God's got you." So thank you so much, sis. God's got you too, Shannon. I really appreciate you so much, so much. All right. Christina, thank you so much for watching. Patty, thank you so much for watching on Facebook. Christian, I appreciate your support. All right. Now, we're going to get into the topic of the day. All right. Before I do that, let me just give you guys some information about what I'm doing. It's still sort of marriage season, and some of you guys are probably wondering if the person that you're looking to marry is the right one. If you would like to connect with me so that I can help you with some premarital counseling or premarital coaching, go to www.togetthernesscoaching.com. That's T-W-O, togetthernesscoaching.com. And fill out the form there, and we'll talk and see how I can help you guys out with that. Now, for the topic at hand, now this is going to be a scary topic, and I wish I had my partner with me to help me with this, because this is going to be a pretty tough thing to talk about, especially in today's climate. So let me just get a sip of this as you guys read this. This was a graduation gift from one of my, from my para in my classroom. No, this isn't from para. This is from Miss Michelle from PAL. Thank you so much, Miss Michelle from PAL, for getting me this. To teach is to touch lives forever. This 2 + 2 is, I didn't even notice. It's 2 + 2 = 4. Look at that. And the coffee is good too. So today's topic, how defined roles can strengthen a family. Guys, please be respectful in the comments. I know people have different views about this. I am coming from a Christian perspective, a biblical perspective. Some of you guys may have differences of opinions, but please hear me out before you guys start hitting me up with hate comments and this toxic masculinity stuff. Just listen to what I'm going to say before you guys formulate any opinions about the content that's going to be talked about today. All right. So how defined roles can strengthen a family and a marriage, all right? Now let's get this out of the way, okay? Roles in marriage, they're not a bad thing. Having defined roles, hey, Miss Deborah, how you doing? How's the family? How's Asia and everybody else doing? I appreciate you so much for watching, Miss Deborah. Thank you so much. Thank you. So roles in a marriage is not a bad thing. If when it's used properly, it helps strengthen a marriage. It helps alleviate a lot of stress. So it's not a bad thing. And I think that in today's climate, it's become taboo to talk about gender roles or roles in relationships, because with the rise in the feminist movement and toxic masculinity and this even toxic femininity as well. So there's two sides to that coin. It's become a very hot button topic to discuss. Now, a lot of people that are proponents, I'm gonna say it may not be a popular opinion, but proponents of one extreme or the other are usually single, that they've been hurt and they don't know how to deal with that pain, so they go the extreme when it comes to roles. But there's a balance that could be met in a relationship that would strengthen and bring balance and togetherness in a marriage, in a relationship. Okay, so bear with me as we go through this and unpack this. And please, if you have any comments on Facebook, please share them. On Togetherness Podcast, please share them. Congratulations, Taisha. Congratulations, Scala. Congratulations, sister. I see you. All right, so if you have any comments about this, please share. We want to talk about this, and I want to see what you think about this as well, okay? So defining gender roles have become a taboo conversation. It is now bad to identify gender roles in a relationship and a marriage. However, if used correctly, roles can strengthen and will strengthen a family. This will not be about what men should be doing in a marriage and what women should be doing in a marriage. You'll see that as we continue to go on. It's not about that. Society has traditionally set roles for people, for men and women in relationships. Sometimes it's not beneficial to marriages at all. But sometimes those roles, those things that we have established could help. Society has taught us that men should do certain things and women should do certain things in a marriage, in a relationship, and in a home. We are trying to develop togetherness in a marriage. You're trying to develop togetherness in our relationships, right? And in a marriage, that may include blurring the lines a little bit of what roles each gender performs in the home, okay? I don't believe that there is a such thing as jobs for men and jobs for women, at least not anymore. I don't believe that, all right? And let me explain. I'm going to get into this. Again, I may say some things that may cause you guys to be like, what is Dre getting at? Like, what's he talking about? But bear with me, you'll see what I'm talking about. And it's all leading toward creating a relationship that's balanced and that supports togetherness in the family and in the home. The economy is at a state where both husband and wife must work in order to maintain the household. We're not in an economy anymore where the husband can go to work and the wife can stay home. And at least not everybody can do that. Some jobs will allow that. And if you're smart with your finances, it can happen also. If you're living in a rural area, that can happen as well. Like in a city like where I live, New York City, it's extremely difficult to do that. I have a 3-bedroom apartment. It's not the biggest apartment in the world, but it's not small either. And even now with my salary, it's a little bit of a struggle to maintain the bills here. And it's not that much. If I wanted to go and get a house and expand, it's going to be extremely difficult, right? And I would feel like, you know, I would probably need some help with that. But that's the time we're living in right now. And because of that, it's essential, it's important, it's imperative that we go over what the gender roles are and start blurring some of those lines, all right, in order for us to both feel in a relationship and in a marriage that we are getting and receiving at the same time. We feel like we are a part of this and I'm not having so much on my shoulders, okay? It's extremely important, especially when both the husband and the wife are required to work just to live. In a city like New York, where the rent for a 1-bedroom apartment is like $3,500. Really? Really? Not everybody in New York City is making $3,500 a month. And it's hard. It's really difficult. So it's for some families and some married couples, they need to work. All right. But then what happens at home? Do we still keep those traditional roles at home when both people are working? Do we still say that the woman will come home, cook dinner, do the dishes, clean and all that stuff? The husband will sit, the wife will give him a beer, he'll watch TV with his Al Bundy pose with his leg up. And like, is that what we're doing still today? No. The wife will be, you know, frustrated. It'll cause chaos in the home. That's why those lines need to be blurred. All right. So let's get into how we can probably do that. Okay. What's going to be required today is some redefinition of the roles and how those roles are divvied out in the home. Traditionally, husband worked and the wife was the caretaker. Today, women can be found making more money than their husband and still be expected to come home, cook, clean, get clothes ready for the kids, iron, fulfill the needs of her husband, all that stuff, and she's still making more. Is it right? And the husband tends to you know, sit back and relax. I'm the head of the home. I'm going to just relax and see my wife do everything. And that can't be the case, all right? Shannon says, every night is taco night then. Yeah, you wouldn't be cooking. If both of you guys were working and you were making all the money, or most of the money, and required, what's going on, Edwin, and required to do all that stuff, it's not fair. It's not fair. And one of the things that breaks marriages is a feeling that you are not being treated fairly, or you're not getting back what you're putting in. It's detrimental to a marriage. And that's why those lines have to be blurred out a little bit. Unless you're in a position that that the husband can work and the wife can stay home, it's not a reality anymore. It's just not, and it can't. I ain't mad at a woman making more money. Most of us ain't. No. You know what though? Like, Edwin, I thought that, right? But I don't know. Like, I'm not really mad at it. And it's not one of those things that I would feel like a sense of pride that, wow, I can't believe she makes more than me. Like, no. I still, in essence, would like to be the provider of my home and feel that. But she makes more. I won't be mad at it. Just, I would like to be the provider of the home, you know? But that's just me. Again, that's how I feel. But again, if I was in a situation where she did make more, those lines will still have to be blurred. All right. And I will preface this with, I'm going to say this, that my view is that the man is the head of the home. That's going to be my view. And it's going to be my view forever that he's the head of the home. He is charged with the care and protection of everyone underneath his roof. Everyone, blood or not blood, he's the primary caretaker, provider of the home. All right. and it's ideally his position and his job to provide for his home. But it's not an easy task to do. Because of our climate today, our economic climate, it's in some cases almost impossible unless you have a really, really, really good job, a really good business. And today, degrees don't give you money like it used to. And we're not learning trades in high school like we used to. So it's very challenging. So we got to find new ways to keep our God-honored roles while making sure that our marriages are intact. All right. While making sure our marriages are intact. Shannon says, I think you can still be the provider and your wife make more than you. There is an art to how that is handled. That ego can't be a part of it. And that's a big thing. Ego should not be a part of it. Remember that when you get into a marriage and you have a family, you're looking to do things together as a team. I'm going to get into that also. All right. So have you guys ever heard about this thing called flexible roles in marriages? I was doing some research for the show and I was reading a little bit about flexible roles in marriages, right? Now, Edwin says, I definitely understand. I feel you on that because I don't like sitting on my behind. I will contribute somehow. Absolutely. Like, you know, and I think that's in the nature of most men to want to be able to give to their family. So flexible roles. Studies have shown that flexible roles in marriages create happier marriages. It's like blurring the lines a little bit helps create happier marriages, right? Janelle says everything is a balance. Shannon says that last part is paramount, sir, replying to Edwin. All right. So yeah, but blurring the lines, flexible roles. Now let me explain this. All right. Now, this is not saying that, you know, the woman is not the woman and the man is not the man in a relationship. It's taking the roles and blurring the lines a little bit to make sure that they're flexible enough where the marriage can work cohesively and together to make sure that it works well. If there isn't a balance, there will definitely be problems, Janelle says. And that's absolutely right. And thank you so much for watching, Janelle. I appreciate you. And how's your beautiful little princess doing? Please tell her I said hi. So what does flexible roles look like? Now, the reason for this is because the reason why flexible roles in marriages create happier marriages is because the couples learn each other's strengths and then decide who is best suited to fulfill the roles in the home. It's not like I'm a man, so I'm automatically going to do this, or I'm a woman, which I'm not, but I'm a woman and I'm going to automatically do that. That's not what this is saying. This is saying that let's see what we're strong at and let's decide who will do what based on our strengths so that we can operate properly. Shannon says on Get Vocal, he can wash the dishes anytime he likes. I'm okay with not doing them. Yeah, I'm a stickler for dishes. Like, I can't eat on dirty dishes. So my kids will do dishes and I'll go right behind them and do it. So like, I don't know. I just go right behind them and do it anyway. I tell them, go do the dishes. And then after they're done, I look and wind up doing it again myself. All right. So what does flexible roles look like? The man is able to keep his masculinity and still help with the cooking, cleaning, and care of the children. Traditionally, it hasn't been the case. And in fact, in a lot of old boy circles, or old men circles, they won't even go for that. They won't even go for that. If you look at TV back in the 80s and the 90s, it was the same thing. Same thing. We had the wife at home. And the husband doing the work and then coming home and relaxing while the wife is still doing everything. The man is able to keep his masculinity and still help around the house with the cooking, the cleaning, care of the kids, and all that other good stuff. And likewise, a woman, and I'm going to say it, and you guys are going to be like, what are you talking about, Dre? A woman can still keep her sexy femininity and still help bring in some income, sort out the garbage, and even mow the lawn. Now, I'm like a man's man. Like, my wife's not going to be mowing any lawns, or or taking out the garbage. That's just me. But in some homes, they may say, okay, I'm stronger at this. I'm going to do this, and I'm stronger at that. I'm going to do that. Okay. One of the things I don't like to do is clean the bathroom. But when I get married and my wife is lousy at cleaning the bathroom, I'm pretty good at it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to clean the bathroom because that's my role. That's my job. And that's what I can do to make sure that my house is running smoothly. Shannon says, yes, Lord, let him cook, clean, and help with the children. Praise the Lord. I will take the trash out and cut the grass. Right? Get out my brain, sir. Yeah, I mean, if that's what you want. Now, yes, let him know, Dre. Yeah, man. I think the traditional roles that we have been so accustomed in this society to ascribe to doesn't really create for happy marriages. A lot of times, and I'm going to say this, a lot of times it will create a wife that is indifferent to the home, becomes tired, drained. The husband's out working, or she's working too, but she still has to maintain all the roles that traditionally a woman should be, you know, fulfilling in the home. Well, if we look at that, but if a man takes out the garbage twice a week, he's fulfilled his duties in the home. It's not right. It's not right. Edwin says on Facebook, I'll never understand guys, or anyone for that matter, not know how to cook. As many online recipes and cookbooks out there, they can't cook. I think everybody should be able to cook. And that's one of the beautiful things about the internet, Edwin, is that information is at our fingertips. We can like literally take our phones and Google something and learn how to do something right then and there. Right then and there. And we have some interaction between the ladies on Facebook, Shannon and Janelle going at it and encouraging one another with their statements. I love that. I love that. All right. But I think that the gender roles that we have come to get used to in society, it really doesn't create a place where, hey, Alex, hey, Melvin, thank you guys so much for watching. It doesn't create a togetherness in a marriage, especially when the roles in a marriage is locked and it's not flexible. Flexible roles in marriages create happier marriages. Now, if a man has a problem with this, then I would have to discuss what he thinks masculinity is and being a man is in a relationship. Because if a man can work 8 hours a day and his wife works 8 hours a day and expect her to come home every single night while he watched sports to cook, clean, check homework, do all that stuff, then that's not creating a place where you can actually work together in a marriage where it's balanced and it's cohesive and it's working well. Because somebody's going to get drained. They're going to be tired. They're going to be burnt out. And one of the things that I dislike seeing, and it breaks my heart, is when I see marriages that either have a husband or a wife that's burnt out. Because on the flip side of that is, because the man's required to provide, the wife can mandate the husband to work while she's home with the kids, but he's working his tail off, breaking his back, working multiple jobs, not getting any rest because he wants to maintain a lifestyle that his wife wanted to keep. That's not fair also. And this is a conversation that's probably going to be ongoing, something that needs to be unpacked, because it's absolutely imperative that we go into marriages thinking about the benefits of what flexible roles are and how it can help enhance a marriage. Now, I'm not saying that guys should just automatically switch. What I'm saying is that a conversation needs to happen between the couple and say, okay, let's do a board. My name is over here. Your name is over here. What are you good at? What do you like to do? What are you bad at? Right? And then create a Venn diagram of those things and say, okay, these things that you like to do and that I don't like, you got. All right, what are we both good at? And then go, and it's like having a business meeting with your spouse. Say, listen, we want this marriage to work, but we got to be flexible and we have to draw on our strengths, right? We got to draw on our strengths. So let's see what we can do to make this marriage work by divvying up the roles in a way that we both feel like we're doing our part, but we're not putting too much on each other's shoulders, right? Edwin says, I actually enjoy cooking. Shannon on Facebook reply says, Janelle says, I don't know nothing about it, but I do know that relationships of any kind require work. You can either work together. I like how you put TWO in that, Shannon. Go you. Or work with a W-E-R-K each other's nerves, which is true. The choice is up to the two of you. I choose to work together. And in, then she responds to Edwin, Janelle, exactly, sir. It is that it's a sense of being entitled to just be a man's man, but the now man 2019 needs to be everything just like she is. Shanita says, I made it. How you doing, Shanita? So yeah, now when it comes to the roles, I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying that to wipe away what it means to be a masculine man and wipe away what it means to be a feminine woman. What I'm saying is, when we divvy up roles in the home, especially when the two people are working, then we have to make sure that the roles are split in a way that both the couples won't be burnt out. They'll be able to care for the home equally and maintain happiness in their marriages. Because again, the stats show that most couples that engage in flexible roles in their marriages when it comes to house duties are happier. Now, if I am a man, right, and I'm working 45, 50 hours a week, right, and my wife is home all day, and no, I won't say that because then it's going to sound extremely misogynistic from me. So let me flip that if you guys don't mind. If I'm married and I'm unable to find a job, right, or let's say I'm married and we have children, and after my wife's maternity leave, we realize that she's making $165,000 a year to my $90,000 a year, and we don't want to pay for babysitting. Okay, so she comes to me and says, "You know, Andre, I need to talk to you about something." "What's that, babe?" "Well, I make more money than you." "Yeah, okay, rub it in, but I think one of us should stay home." And then she says, and she pulls out the, "But I don't think it should be me because I make more," right? I have to think, okay, that's the case. Then now, what is my role going to be in the home as the man? If my wife is working, and the reason why I had to flip this because it could be misogynistic if I say it the other way around. If my wife is working, right, for me to make sure that we are working together in this marriage, it's going to be my job to maintain the home. It's automatic. That's how it should be, right? This way we both are putting into our home. Now, that's not ideal. And for me, I would like to be the one to provide, but I can't let pride motivate me because I'm a man and you know, I'm not going to let no woman, you know, go to work while I stay home, even though I don't want that. But if it comes to that, I may have to. And then my roles are probably going to be a little bit blurred out. However, men, if you're ever in that situation, there's ways to make that look so masculine. If you're home, work out, you know, and if you're going to do chores and your baby coming in and you got dinner ready, and so make sure you're looking nice and fit and all that stuff. If you got I'm working on this, all right? My summer body is going to be here next summer, all right? But that's what flexible roles mean. It's taking out the traditional roles of man and woman, right? And saying, what do I need to do right now in our relationship, in our home, that I'm strong at, that I can complete, so that I'm not adding unneeded stress on my spouse, right? It's so hard to live in today's time because I've spoken to so many people that would like to be home, like women that would like to be home and stay home with the kids, and men that want to have great jobs. But it's not a reality today, and I wish it was. Let me read some comments on Facebook and on Get Vocal. I know I'm going in. All of it is crazy, Shannon says. Entitlement is a sickness and it needs a cure stat. Janelle says, I was married to a man that watched me be the accountant, the cleaner, the cook, the chauffeur, etc. All while working a full-time job. I became burnt out. Never again. I've learned, Right. Yeah, and that's very big, and I think that Janelle's sharing that is good, because it goes to show that people are experiencing that. Alex says, "You're for sure not that last Pringle. Didn't know that one yet." Okay, I'm gonna get to Get Vocal in a second. Janet also responds to Janelle, "Nah, bro. Is there a check coming with those great expectations? Vacation, sick time, PTO, holiday off, etc. If not, sit down and talk to me about how we can, how we cannot appear on an episode of Snap. Fix it, Lord." Janelle, "I'm learning so much about so much." Yeah. Pastor Russ, how you doing? Edwin says, "I ain't mad at the fellas watching the kids while the wife getting that bread, especially with the crazy stories going on with the babysitting, hitting and or killing kids. Can't trust many people nowadays." Absolutely. Absolutely. No, it's all right, Alex. It's all right. That's very true, Edwin. Very true. But I don't know about you, Edwin, and leave a comment. Like, I know as a man, I would settle for that if it's the best thing for my family. But I would still like to be home. I can't front. Like, I love being with my kids. But I think that I would love to give my wife the experience where she didn't have to worry about finances. I can cover that. She doesn't have to be stressed about that if she wanted to maintain the home. I could maintain the finances and make sure that we're covered and she can do everything else with some help from me. Because I don't ascribe to the man working 40 hours, even if the wife is home and he comes in and does absolutely nothing in the home. I don't agree with that, and I don't ascribe to that. That does add to what's called toxic masculinity. And some people may say, well, that's not a real thing. It absolutely is. Just like there's a such thing as a toxic femininity. It works both ways. Like I said before, earlier in the show, there's two sides to that coin. There's generations of women today that believe that men are good for nothing and aren't needed on this planet. And then there's a generation of men still living today that's been going on for generations that look at women as just a piece of meat that's meant to stay home, be barefoot, pregnant, and be sexual slaves until, you know, they're sick of them. So we need to take those roles, blur out those roles altogether, and say, okay, what do I need to do to maintain a happy marriage and make sure that I'm fulfilling my role in the home? I have a good friend who's married, and she's a stay-at-home mom. And she has a job, but her main focus is being a mom. And she does help out financially. But their dynamic works extremely beautiful, where he works and when he comes home, he helps out as well. But he works full time. He works crazy hours. It's a very demanding job, but they make it work, and it's seamless because they go in and they understand the roles that they are meant to play, that they are playing in the marriage, and it works. And it works. And on occasion, if need be, the lines are blurred. All right. It's important for that to happen. Instead of having a marriage where you do this, you do that because you're a woman, I'm a man, and that's what's going to happen, point blank, period. In most cases, that leads to divorce. Janelle says, LOL, yes, girl. I thought about how I would have betrayed on Snap, on an episode of Snap. God covered me completely, and I stopped thinking in that way. All right. This side conversation going on in Get Vocal, so I'm gonna let that rock for a little bit. I won't read those. All right. What else? Yeah. So, but what are your opinions on gender roles in a marriage? Should they be locked? Should men have specific roles that they should fulfill, and should women have specific roles that they should fulfill? Ashnita says, "I can speak for all women." I can't speak for all women, but being expected to work full time, cook, clean, and be a vixen in the bed is abuse. Absolutely. Those who do are really burnt out, and there is no protection in that. Protecting a woman is not just physically, it's mentally and emotionally. And she puts a heart there. And I'm going to put that up there for you too, Shanita. That was absolutely magnificent. And I totally, totally agree. It's a known fact that a lot of men want a woman who's a lady in the streets, but a vixen in the sheets. I'll say that, right? But for a husband, it's hard to have that kind of interaction with your spouse late at night when you are in the mood and she is absolutely drained from working 40 hours just like you did, coming home to put dinner on your plate and your kids' plate, clean up after she done put dinner on your plate and your kids' plate, and then get the kids ready for school the next day, get them bathed and all that stuff, and then you expect to have a nice intimate time with her. It's not realistic. You gotta be able to switch up, not switch up, but blur those lines so that everybody is doing what they need to do to be happy in a marriage. Brother Melvin, how you doing? Brother Melvin, how you doing today?
Hey, you know what, Dre? I was driving in the car, didn't even realize I had hit the button. I'm great, my brother. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, man, listen. I am getting off. I'm paying attention to. I was listening to you, and I didn't know I hit the button. But I'm enjoying the show,
thank
my
you,
brother.
I appreciate it.
Okay, I'm getting off, man.
Bye. Shannon says, "I love it. God is a healer. God is definitely a healer. And again, I think Janelle's is an example of that. How a woman who is doing all those things." And then expected. I'll help you out, Melvin.
Somebody got hit.
There you go. All right. Big Brad's in the building, along with Lokesh, Alex, Melvin. Guys, I appreciate you guys so much, and everybody else watching on Facebook as well. But Janelle's example is actually a real one. It's an absolute real one. What could happen in a marriage is that two become extremely numb. It's as if they are living in the same home and they're just doing. And one thing I don't want is to be in a marriage that my wife feels like she's burnt out because she's working just like I'm working. And because these roles that are established in society said that a woman should be doing this and a man should be doing that, it won't be fun for me. Like, how am I expecting my wife to give me what I need at night and she's tired? Like, if I'm gonna get what I need at night, I'm gonna help her out. Trust me. Listen, babe, I got this. I'll take care of that. Alex says, exactly, there needs to be a balance. Shannon says, balance is beautiful. Communication aids in that balance. Balance is a balance of responsibility, balance of power, alignment, values, and more. Understanding aids in that communication. And again, one of the things that breaks marriages is a breakdown of communication. And Edwin says on Facebook, there's living, then there's existing. One of the things that you guys can do in your marriages and relationships to make sure that you have a lively marriage is to explore the option of flexible roles. Now, again, if I am a stay-at-home father and a husband, okay, I am not going to stay at home. Or let's not say that that's my role. Let's just say I was laid off and my wife is working. I am not going to stay home, do absolutely nothing, have my wife work, come home and do all the duties of the home, because that's a woman's job. Right? My role at that point will be to maintain the home until I'm able to find the job, and then we'll maintain the home together. Now, there are certain things that I would say men are better at doing than women. And it's not because women are incapable. It's because physically, the physiology of men tends to be a little bit stronger, right? So when it comes to physical activities, it should be only right that men should do those things, right? Men should do those things. Things like being chivalrous still should be a thing that men should do. And it's not only for any other reason, but that it makes a woman feel like a woman. If I open up a door, that's an expectation that that a gender role has. Protect, I walk on the outside of the street. That's for her. Like, things like that. It makes her feel like a woman. But when it comes to responsibilities in the home, we got to be able to blur those lines and be flexible with that. Alex says, probably traditional roles mostly impede the chances of balance. but that's just my assumption. Don't know the research. No, actually, the research do suggest that. It says that happier couples that are happier are in a relationship where the roles are flexible. I will say that impedes the chances of what balance are. Wait, Shannon says, I will say what impedes the chances of that balance are piss poor. Communication skills and mental gymnastics, thinking folks are psychic and meeting your needs. That's not how it works. Absolutely. Shanita says on Facebook, men are built with stronger backs for a reason. We individually have beautiful gifts. We were not created to do the exact same things. Very true. Walking around with the collection plate named Philip, show Philip some love. Yeah. Yeah. And back to what I was saying, Shanita, that men are physically stronger when it comes to certain roles, and they may do it a little bit better. And I got to be honest with you. And women will stroke their husband's egos when they do stuff like this. They attempt to open up the jaw and they can't do it. And they say, hey, babe, can you open this for me? Yo, I feel like Superman. Like, I just want to rip open and reveal the... I don't have an S on my chest, but I would reveal something. I got you, babe. And then I put on the elbow grease and open that bottle for my bae. And here, babe. Yeah, make that peanut butter and jelly sandwich for us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Makes a man feel good, too. Shanita says, I've always been more traditional in my thinking. I absolutely believe in gender roles, but that doesn't mean that we don't cross into each other's lanes when necessary. We prioritize our family, but don't play the same role. Again, if I had like an applause button, I would hit that. The Bible says a helpmate, not a slave. Very true. Is we having church up in here or what? Amen. Amen. All right. But yeah, man, my hope is to help couples have the most enriching marriage that they can, right? My window's open. It's very hot in here. I didn't put the AC in, so you may hear people walking outside, music blasting down my block and all that stuff, and it's raining. So I need the air to come in. I need the flow. But for marriages, I just want to see marriages flourish. And when I read that research that flexible roles create happier marriages, it wasn't saying that a man should be less masculine and a woman should be less feminine. It's just saying there are certain roles that traditionally men and women are meant to fulfill, right? And sticking to those completely and not crossing over, not being flexible, creates turmoil in a marriage, in a relationship, right? So if my wife spent 3.5 hours in the kitchen cooking, why should she be the one to do all the dishes? Or if my husband is going to go outside and take out the furniture to the front, take out the garbage, in the shovel of snow, all that stuff, why can't I just get the garbage in the house sorted for him, right? If my wife is going to do the laundry in the basement, why can't I just carry all the laundry downstairs for her? Let's blur those lines and let's start looking at the opportunity to be flexible in those roles, because we want to be able to support one another in our marriages. Some comments. I don't think people can hear you back there. Say it louder. A shared responsibility is muy importante. Yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, if you're in a relationship where gender roles roles like chores and stuff are important, you got to be able to be flexible. Because I agree with Shanita. Like, I agree that gender roles are necessary and to be identified, right? But it has to be able to sort of blur out a little bit and cross. Because if it's never crossed, if I'm sitting down and my wife is cooking, right? And she may need some help with something and I don't help her because that's her job. That's what women should be doing. Then I may be making my wife become numb toward me, not love me anymore, be resentful toward me, and then I won't have my needs at night met. even though that's not the ultimate. No, I'm not gonna lie. That is the ultimate goal. Like, that's what we want at the end of the day. I want my wife to desire me, and I want to desire my wife. And if I if I'm gonna look good to her, right, doing chores, and that makes her feel like I'm a man, and she looking at me like all scrumptious and stuff, and that's gonna get me some at night. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm doing those chores. That's an example of a jerk. Very true. Very true. Now, there's a slight delay with Facebook and Giboku. So if I read your comments on Facebook a little late, I apologize. It's not that big of a delay, but it's very slight. All right. Giboku's getting a lot better with this too. All right. We're going to get ready to wait. Hold on. Men ain't the only ones that want to be satisfied at night. I agree. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I want to be refreshed and energized to be able to give my future wife that also. All right. So I'm going to wrap up a little early tonight. I do want to thank everybody for your input, for your engagement and your interaction. This is what it's all about. And you guys make doing this every Thursday at 8 p.m. worthwhile. Now I'm back. I took a hiatus for a little bit so I could focus on school, but now I'm back every Thursday at 8 p.m. Next week, my co-host Albany will be back with us. So we are going to be back in full effect. This way, everybody that wasn't watching today will come back and watch. I know people only watch because she's on us now. Like, everybody's like, okay, I like the way she looks. She got that cute accent. It's all about Albany. Dre, you're like the addition to the show now. So that's all right. She's awesome. I love that girl. Like, she that woman. She brings an element to the show that's very needed, and I think we work well together. What do you guys think? Leave a comment. Let me know what you think. Oh, my cousin just wrote, guess this about gender roles. I'm not on tradition. Certain things a woman does, a man can't do, but the rest, I'm on it. Based on my strength, I don't expect my wife to do certain things or even attempt. But in almost every situation, there's a way to help the other. True. She cooks, I'll probably clean up. She does the laundry, I might be the one to finish it, fold, and put up. Yeah, that's the whole premise of the show too. Oh, thank you on the congratulations. I really appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Kente, better late than never, bro. How you doing? Oh, he was here. Herbie, how you doing? All right. So I'm gonna wrap up. And again, I thank you guys so much for listening up. But before I do that, a couple of house cleaning things. If you would like to connect with me on social media, you can do that by going to any of the things you see on the screen, Harrison Family Vlogs on YouTube. Search that. At Andre D. Harrison on Twitter, @_D_Harrison on Instagram, and on Facebook @TheAndre.D.Harrison if you'd like to reach me. Or you can hit me up by going to the togethernesscoaching.com. That's togethernesscoaching.com for more information about what I do and how I help couples with coaching and counseling. All right, guys, I appreciate you guys so much. You guys have no idea how happy you guys make me, and I love you all so much. All right, I'm calling it a night. Until next Thursday at 8 p.m., when I will be joined again with my co-host, Albany L. Riggins. This is the Togetherness Podcast. We are signing off. Everybody have a good night. God bless. And I need a part two of this. We'll make it happen. And actually, I think Albany's input will probably be beneficial as well. All right. Everybody have a good night. God bless. Love you all. Peace out.